Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, who returns today. Welcome back, my friend. Glad to be back. With Bob and Richard, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If there's an issue you'd like to discuss, a Bible question we can answer, why, we invite you to call right now. The number is 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. We're live on the air and online, so you can discuss the issues that are important in your life or get a quick but thoughtful answer to your question. The phone lines are open now. Again, toll-free, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Great passage in the book of Romans. And just listen to this and see if it applies to your life or if you've ever felt this. In verse 15, Paul starts out with these words, "I do not understand what I do." Ever been in that position where you just don't understand why you keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again? You know, you don't want to do it.
Show of hands, you want it.
Hopefully everybody out there is raising their hands. I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. I know that nothing good lives in me, that is in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do is not the good I want to do, no, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Yeah. I think that describes the human condition almost to a T. We've all been there. We've all experienced that. You know I should be doing this thing, and yet I keep doing this other thing. I don't want to be doing this other thing, but I can't help myself. I just tend to keep going over there. And I know I'm going to get a little personal with guys out there, any of the guys that are listening. There's so many of you out there that are saying that when it comes to pornography or when it comes to sexual immorality. You know you shouldn't be looking at those pictures. You know you shouldn't be going online to internet sources or looking at magazines. You know you shouldn't be doing that, yet you do it anyway. And the things you don't want to do, you do. And every time you do, every time you look online, every time you go into, some place or look at a magazine, after it's done, you just hate yourself. Why did I do that? And you just, Lord, help break me free from this vicious cycle. And yet the next day comes, and the things you don't want to do, you do again. And you pray for more help. And the next day, the same thing happens. Well, what's the solution? Well, Paul gives the solution. He says, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus is the answer. He's the one that can break us free from this vicious cycle. And what does that mean that Jesus is the answer? Do we just say Jesus, 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 and hopefully we won't do the things that we don't want to do? Well, I don't think that's how it works. It gets down to this point of realizing how you've been trying to address the problem. Most of the time when we're in that vicious cycle and we continue to do the things that we don't want to do, we're trying to free ourselves through human effort. We've taken the problem on our shoulders. So we're doing it in our own strength. Well, we don't have enough strength to overcome sin. Sin is way too powerful. That's why Jesus had to do what he did through his death, burial, and resurrection. We need to step back and say, Lord Jesus, this is in your hands. I am going to walk by faith in who you are in me. Yeah. And I guarantee you, he will start teaching you how to say no to those sins, and you will be able to break free from this cycle. You can count on it. Why? Because his power is alive, living in you. Are you willing to tap into it? That's what the gospel message would lead you to. It's all about trusting him by grace through faith.
Absolutely. Good stuff as we get underway with this edition of Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis. We thank you for joining us. We'd love for you to pose a question if you'd like to enter into this part of the conversation or pose a new topic. Good opportunity right now. The best one you'll have today. The lines are wide open at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Before we get to our first question, guys, just want to encourage our listeners to stay in touch with Basic Gospel by downloading our app. It's available now on the Apple App Store. It offers multiple options, and it works on iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Android devices. So we hope you'll download it. It's ready now, and it's free. It's the Apple App Store. Hope you'll get it today. Guys, a question from Jose, who writes to us. He has a question on conviction. He says, different people speak the gospel differently. One says God will convict you. Some say that he doesn't. Who do you trust? He says, my question is, I'm grasping at straws here, trying to be right and stay righteous. Am I just lacking faith? That's from Jose, who wrote to us by email.
Well, you don't have to try to stay righteous. I think that's the first thing that I would say to Jose. If you're in Christ, you've been given the very righteousness of Christ.
Yes.
And he's declared you to be righteous. That's what justification by faith is all about. So there's never going to be a time where God repeals that, where he pulls it away and says, I used to declare you righteous. Now I'm not going to anymore.
No.
That's a forever thing. And the reason it's forever is because of Jesus' work on the cross. He took away our sins. He took the punishment for us so that the righteous requirements of the law might be met in us. And because they've been met in us, then justification occurs. Mm-hmm. That's how this works. So if you're in Christ, you have the righteousness of Christ. Count on it. It's true. That's what God has declared about you. So I don't think we need to worry about that. So that's the first point on this.
Yeah, there was another phrase he used, that I'm trying to stay righteous and connected and all of that. There is the key. Our righteousness, our justification, our salvation is a stated fact. Rather than trying to do something that's already a stated fact, we've got to start accepting that it's a stated fact, that it is true in Christ about me, not about other people. I can't know about other people, but I, as a child of the living God, am righteous. I'm fully justified. I'm fully sanctified. I'm fully forgiven. I'm fully alive. Those truths, when you begin to state them as truths, have a life-changing effect.
Absolutely. So, and that gets to the point of his real question, does God convict? He says some teach that he does, some teach that he doesn't. And I think we really need to draw a line there. God never condemns. In Christ, there is now no condemnation. So if you're in Christ, you've been declared righteous, and as a result of that, there is therefore now no condemnation for you.
The extension of that Romans 7 passage going into Romans 8.
Absolutely. So we can count on that fact that God will never condemn. We were condemned. We stood condemned as lost people, but now we've been set free from the law of sin and death. So that condemnation has been lifted. We've been made alive together with Christ, and we stand in his righteousness where there is no condemnation. Now, does God convict? Well, it says in John chapter 16 that God sent the Holy Spirit, and Jesus is describing the work of the Holy Spirit in the world, and it's the Holy Spirit's job to convict the world wrong concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. Now, concerning sin, because the world does not believe in Jesus.
Yes.
So I think what the Holy Spirit does in our lives as believers, I mean, when we give in to the temptations of this world, when we give in to the desires of the flesh, what we're in essence saying at that very moment is, Jesus, you're not sufficient. You're not enough for me. I need something that the world is offering to make me happy, to give me a sense of contentment, to give me a sense of purpose in this world. Well, at that moment, we've bought into our own understanding or the ways of this world. And I think what the Holy Spirit does, he said, let's get to the core of this. You weren't trusting me. you weren't resting in my sufficiency. You weren't resting in the fact that I am your contentment, your joy, your peace, all of those things that I've claimed to be. And so he convicts us at that level without condemning, without judgment. He just shows us the core issue. And when he does, we see truth. There's this moment of clarity, and we can get back on the right track, so to speak.
Yeah. Notice the incredible balance of the three things that Jesus said the Holy Spirit did: convict us wrong about sin because we don't believe, but about righteousness because Jesus is going back to the Father, and about judgment because the prince of this world is condemned. So you see the victory of Jesus and the complete loss on Satan's part. That's where your conviction begins to grow. Conviction can be a very powerful word. Conviction is not condemnation. Conviction is an issue of settling something in your own mind. I used to be this, I'm not anymore. I didn't used to be saved, but I am now. And having that conviction, that assurance that we have a product, drive the stake. You know, drive the stake on these truths and let them guide you, literally guide you through the minefield that is this life.
Absolutely. So if you're stuck in Romans 7, mm-hmm. the things I want to do, I don't do. The things I don't want to do, I do anyway. You have very few convictions about the love of Christ.
Correct.
So the Holy Spirit is going to work with you to show you that there's no condemnation in Christ. Mm-hmm. He's going to work with you to show you that his power is available to break free.
Yes.
So that you don't have to give in to the desires of the flesh. You don't have to submit your members to evil and those sort of things. That there is another way. And as he continues to work with you on that, you're going to see this growing conviction in your heart and life that nothing can separate you from the love of God.
Yes.
That's how the Holy Spirit works, so that you can have some convictions in your own life about the truth of the gospel.
Absolutely. Jose, hope you're listening, because that was an excellent discussion on the question that you posed. And friends, if you can't get to the phone while we're actually on the air live, why, drop us an email. You can do that at bob@basicgospel.net, and we'd love to address your question as well. You know, friends, every day on Basic Gospel, you hear about the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, his unfailing, never-ending love for us. And it's our purpose to make his love known, to help people hear, believe, and live in the abundance of his love. In order for us to do that, many of you have given in support of this message that you hear each day, and we're grateful for your partnership. Friends, if you are new to Basic Gospel, and if you've heard truth that has already made a difference in your life, you too can help. In fact, we need your help, because there are many more who are mired in the trappings of religion who need to hear the truth that will set them free. You can help us get the word out by clicking Donate on any page at basicgospel.net, or by speaking with our operator at 844-412-2742 during Central Time office hours. And for a gift of any amount this month, you're going to get a copy of our CD, Pierce the Darkness, our response to recent Supreme Court rulings, congressional votes, and other events. So again, click Donate at basicgospel.net, or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Again, 844-412-2742. We would love to hear from you today, if at all possible.
Absolutely. You know, this gospel message needs to be supported.
Absolutely.
There needs to be a clear voice proclaiming the death, the burial, and resurrection on radio stations around this country, on different media outlets that reach people around the world. When you give, you're helping to build a platform to disseminate that good news through Basic Gospel, so we appreciate your support. But the real impact is when this gospel connects with people, with human hearts.
Yes.
That's when lives change, and that's what you're really investing in, those moments in time that the gospel makes its way into a human heart because somebody scanned across a radio dial and found and heard and believed what this good news was all about, or somebody picked up a book, or somebody was Googling things and found a website, and boy, they heard an answer that really changed their lives about the love of Christ Jesus. Those encounters are what your investments are authoring out there. And so we encourage you to be a part of what God is all about. He wants to connect people to the love of Jesus Christ. That's his purpose. That's his mission in this world. And it's a rescue mission. As people get connected to the love of Christ, they are rescued out of this present evil age so that they can experience a new life here and now and have a hope for the future.
Absolutely.
I can't think of anything better to be involved in. And so if that appeals to your heart, we want you to come and be a part of what God is doing through this ministry. And, you know, join with us on a monthly basis. Become a basic gospel ministry partner so that we can share together and make ourselves available together to God to do his work in and through us. Yeah. We would love to have you as a part of this incredible team of people that God has raised up, people from all, you know, all states around the country, different people from around the world that are giving faithfully so this gospel message can reach hurting hearts the world over.
Absolutely. Well, again, just click donate at basicgospel.net. You'll find a link on every page at basicgospel.net or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to O'Fallon, Missouri and talk to our good friend Brad. Hi, Brad.
I hope I'm still a good friend after my comment here. I was listening, and y'all brought up John 16, verses 8 to 10, maybe. And the Holy Spirit's going to convict the world of sin because they do not believe. That's not the believer. That's not the conviction that the believer's going to get. I'm not exactly sure how that works. Maybe you can help me figure it out. But quite frankly, and maybe I'm just not getting it, but, you know, I know when I sin. And I'm not sure it takes conviction or it's just the relationship that I'm in bears that out as a believer when we get off in the weeds. Can you help me here? But I know this scripture in John 16 is talking to unbelievers about sin, not believers.
Well, it is specific to the world. That's the Holy Spirit's job. Brad, when I sin, it's not that I don't know that I've sinned, but sometimes I miss the root cause. There's this question, why did I do that?
And
who brings that to my mind? Well, it's the Holy Spirit's job to bring that to my mind. And then I can change my mind. That's the repentance part of it. So repentance is not a work that we initiate. It's a work that God initiates in us, and that's through the power of the Holy Spirit. So, and he doesn't do it with a spirit of condemnation. He does it in a spirit of love. So
let me ask you this, and if we take this word, this train of thought, and I don't disagree with you, but the only sin that wasn't taken care of under the shed blood was the sin of unbelief. So are you saying that we have to come to the point where we understand all sin is unbelief, so here's a repentance for that unbelief, but we are still already forgiven?
Well, Brad, I mean, like you said, the real issue as far as the lost world is concerned is what have they done with Jesus? So they're not going to go to hell for their sins. They're not going to be separated from God because of their sins. I mean, they're already separated. It's just they have a choice to receive life, and their own pride and ego has said no. And so there's this rejection of Christ. And that's the unpardonable, sin.
Right.
So as far as believers are concerned, once we go from unbelief to belief, that's a permanent transaction. That's an eternal transaction. But there are moments in our journey with Christ that we veer off, that we start taking things on our own. We lean into our own understanding. Well, God's Spirit points out the root cause of that. That's what Paul said in Romans 7. I don't understand myself. And a lot of times we don't understand why we do the things that we do as believers. And I think the Holy Spirit in love and grace and tenderness simply points out, it's like, hey, I've called you to a life of faith, and you've chosen in that moment to lean on your own understanding and follow the ways of the world. That's what I rescued you from. That's what I set you free from. So do you see again that that's an empty way of life, and all that you're really looking for is found in Jesus? And you say, yes, Lord, I see that. And so he said, okay, let's just keep
so
moving.
That turns your mind.
Yeah.
And you repent just to line yourself back up with what God has said in his word, which you, for whatever lapse it was, actually leaned on unbelieving instead of believing God's word and his work in you. So I can see that. I just want to caution all of our friendly listeners that because you repent of this unbelief doesn't mean you have to ask forgiveness again, because that even that sin is still forgiven. So a lot of people get those two things. They continually tie repentance and forgiveness together when, in this case, it shouldn't be done, except for the lost, of course. But I'm not even sure their sins are forgiven before they repent. So they're actually repenting of unbelief, and that takes away that unbelief when they come into Christ. So thanks for taking my call.
It all gets down to that unbelief.
Yes.
And God has, you know, cleared the way for that change to happen. He took away our sins.
Can't stand in your way anymore.
Yep. Well, thanks, Brad. Thanks for your call.
Hey,
we appreciate it.
Welcome, Richard. Welcome, Richard, back. And, Richard, you behave. Thank you.
Okay. He's flagging to say something to you now, so hey, hang on.
One of the things that helped me with this issue is that 2 Corinthians 3 plays into effect. It's the fact that I put a veil over my own eyes whenever I start working in my own understanding, because in effect, I put myself back under a law, and I can't see Jesus when I'm under law, and the Spirit comes and lifts that veil in Christ and takes it away.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And that's what happens when we lean on our own understanding.
Every time.
Trying to figure out on our own, trying to make things happen on our own. The veil, you know, comes back over. And I think God, through the Holy Spirit, just lifts the veil again and helps us see Jesus, so that we can cry out exactly what Paul said at the end of Romans 7. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Our victory is always by grace through faith in him. It's never any other way. And I think the Holy Spirit just keeps bringing us back to that reality, to that way of living.
Yeah. We've had kind of a mishmash of questions. Here's one I think we can answer before the program ends. This is from Jane, and her question is, since the Bible says practicing magic is wrong and God forbids it, would watching movies and cartoons where characters have magical powers be wrong? Does it mean that we're supporting evil?
Very, very interesting question, and I think that really gets down into, you know, trying to dissect things, you know, and trying to figure out a right and wrong on every little deal. And I think we have to come back and say, you know, is God alive living in us? Do we have the Spirit? Can we trust him to lead us? And as a parent, you can see how things are impacting your kids. Be aware of that. And if you see that things are kind of going in the wrong way, it's time to step in. But you can trust the Lord to give you discernment on those things. So I think that's the way of the Christian life, is to rely on the Spirit of God, rely on what the Word of God has to say, let the Spirit teach us the meaning of those things and how they apply in different situations that we encounter in life. But as a parent, you know, just be aware. Just kind of keep your eye on what's happening inside your kid, what's happening inside their hearts, and then you can make decisions based on that.
Yes,
yeah, absolutely. Well, friends, we invite you to go online to basicgospel.net and join our email list. All you need to do is click subscribe in the upper left corner of any page, and we will get the email to you each day. And we hope you will do that, because it links to some very, very important things that we would love to, that we've created for you, by the way, and we hope that you'll take advantage of. Again, that's basicgospel.net, and just click subscribe on any page they're at. Well, This is our program for today. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Thanks to Richard Piper for getting back with us, and to all of you for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow for another live edition, and hope you'll join us then. Bye-bye.